AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. New York Republican Congressman George Santos pleaded not guilty to a 13-count federal indictment.
The reality is, it's a witch hunt.
The charges are wire fraud, money laundering, theft of public funds, and making false statements to Congress.
I've been complying throughout this entire process. I have no desire not to comply at this point. They've been gracious in there. Now I'm going to have to go and fight to defend myself.
Santos was asked outside the courthouse on Long Island if he will resign.
I will not resign.
If convicted, George Santos faces up to 20 years in prison. The Biden administration will start restricting asylum tomorrow at the Mexico border. Coronavirus-related restrictions are ending. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
The new rule would deny asylum to migrants showing up at the border without first applying online or seeking protection in a country they pass through. The change comes as Homeland Security Chief Alejandro Mayorkas prepares for the restrictions to end and some challenging days ahead,
which have the potential to be very difficult.
Officials expect a big jump in migrants trying to enter the U.S. Like this man from Venezuela, who is debating whether to swim across the Rio Bravo from Mexico, but was scared at a migrant camp. The Ruiz family from El Salvador was waiting for an appointment to seek asylum, saying nobody wants to be sent home, so they'll follow the law. And have faith. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Consumer prices rose again last month. Measures of underlying inflation remain high. Republicans in the House have detailed what they say are concerning new findings about President Biden's family and their finances. The White House dismissed the whole investigation as yet another political stunt. This is AP News. New York City's mayor says Jordan Neely did not deserve to die. The calls continue to charge the Marine veteran who put Neely in a chokehold.
In a video statement, Mayor Eric Adams says Jordan Neely's life mattered.
He was suffering from severe mental illness, but that was not the cause of his death. His death is a tragedy that never should have happened.
Neely died after fellow subway rider Daniel Penny put him in a chokehold, which was captured on video. The retired veteran's lawyer says Neely was aggressively threatening, which was not on the video. Adams pledged to do more to help people experiencing mental health crises.
And too many black and brown families bear the brunt of system long overdue for reform.
Meanwhile, the DA is investigating. Julie Walker, New York.
Pioneering mommy blogger Heather Armstrong has died at 47. She had talked about her struggles as a mother and her battles with depression and alcoholism on her site. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.